7, 8, 9, you can listen to us on 540 AM WAUK 101 FM with Shaw. Man, I had a great day today. I started the day out driving to Kaukauna to hunt with my buddy Trent Farrell for the show The Foul Life. You guys know that I co-host that, and I do some cooking segments for Uncle Ted. Uncle Ted Nugent on the Spirit of the Wild on the Outdoor Channel. So make sure you check that out. Check us out on Spotify, too, if you can't get us in your car or home radio. 540 AM WAUK 101 FM, the Shaw. Of course, we did shoot some geese today, so it was well worth the trip because geese equals food to me. The provider lifestyle from field to table is very important. And today, it's the middle of the rut. And I have to admit right off the top of the bat, I'm not a great deer hunter. I mean, I enjoy hunting deer very much, but I think when I was like in utero, Calvin, when I was a fetus, I think God said to me, would you rather kill big white tails or kill giant cool other stuff?
Welcome in, everybody, here to another edition of Let's Get Local. On this gloomy, rainy, windy, but not chilly Saturday, at least not yet. It's so we've got a couple of the normal elements for a November day, except the cold one, which I think a lot of us appreciate at this point still, as I don't think we're quite prepared for that. Got a little chilly at one point. I appreciate you joining us here each and every Saturday on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. Maybe you're streaming the program on the Civic Media app or checking it out on Facebook. You know, we stream that way as well on the Facebook page of the station. So all those ways you can experience the program, we'll say. And I'm once again glad to talk with local business owners and people that are working with local businesses in our community. We're going to talk with Travis here in just a minute. And then we also, second half of the program, get a chance to connect with Sarah of Ian's Pizza to learn about what they're up to here, especially with the election day looming on Tuesday. But as always, we thank our sponsors here for the program, Evolution Financial, Sue Peck, evolutionfinplan.com. We appreciate her support for bringing you this program every week. And then also Easy Office Products, our friend Gary and Rolls Moles over at Easy Office Products. If you need anything, whether you work at an office, a home office, what have you, they've got anything and everything, and they deliver, and they're wonderful to work with, and just great people in our community. So check them out at easyop.com. Okay, it's time to welcome in our first guest here for the show today. It's Travis Half. Travis, welcome to the program. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
I see you have a nice big window right to your right there. It's not that pleasant to look outside right now, but still, it's a nice window.
It is. If people are watching the stream, they may see like leaves and trees flying next to me.
I thought that was pretty extreme wind advisory starting at 4 a.m. or 3 a.m. and going until 10 p.m. I was like, wow. So that's not just your average wind advisory. It's a pretty long one. But yeah, it's fall. It's kind of the weather we experience here in Wisconsin and different parts of the country. So we're going to talk with Travis. His business is interesting because it's named Y'all. And the website, as you can visit, is yall.co. And Travis, tell people about your business, what you do, and what your passion is.
Yeah, for sure. So if you couldn't guess from the name, I'm not originally from Wisconsin, from Texas. spent most of my life there working at various ad agencies, marketing agencies, San Antonio, and then eventually moved to Austin, where I ended up just starting my own, you know, wanted to kind of explore what that would look like. Ran it as a generalist agency, working with all sorts of businesses for a couple of years, and then moved up here to Madison. My wife's in the PhD program at UW. So left Texas and moved here, never having visited before, which was exciting and shocking at the same time. So I've been running my business here. You know, as time has gone on, we've kind of focused in. So we mostly work with direct consumer brands, so people who sell online, sometimes in addition to retail, but generally only online, and then software companies as well. And so we do branding for them. We do, you know, we'll build them a website, and more we're doing kind of performance marketing. So digital marketing, landing pages, all that sort of good analytics-y stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of fun and very important for businesses and nonprofits these days, for sure. But before we go back to the business talk, Travis, some would say that was a very extreme trust exercise for a marriage.
Right.
You moving to a place, going along with your wife, moving to this place you've never even seen before. That's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, weren't even married at that point.
Oh, wow.
I was, really went for it. She's worth going to Wisconsin for. But I was so pleasantly surprised coming here. You know, they're living in Texas, very different, tree-wise. And then moving to Madison from Austin was, I'd heard the comparisons before, but I don't think they quite do it justice. And that in Austin, the tech community especially is really hard to get into and really kind of exclusionary. And in Madison, I've been so pleasantly surprised that everybody is genuinely just excited to introduce you to people they know and to become a part of the community. And that's been really wonderful.
That's fantastic to hear. Yeah, I know. People and friends have been to Austin a number of times and rave about the culture there and how it's this kind of unique pearl in Texas that's different than so many other places of Texas. And you hear the comparisons with Madison, but it's nice that we're a little more inviting for people in your industry. We like to think of ourselves that way as Wisconsinites, that we're pretty inviting,
friendly and people.
tell us a little bit about how you got started in this. Obviously, you're talking about a lot of different things that are very, very tech-oriented, and a lot of people that run businesses don't know all those things and need those assistance, so they need people like you to help them. How did you start getting into this?
Yeah, absolutely. So, part of the switch happened at the start of the pandemic when, we were, again, doing everything for everybody, and then pandemic hits, and businesses really are starting to assess how they spend their money, and a lot of small businesses are going out of business, and too often, I think, sometimes marketing firms and advertising firms will take advantage of budgets and just say, we need to do everything. So what we started to really look at is, what can we do with the least amount of money and really kind of effectively spend for businesses. A lot of our clients, because they are, direct to consumer or software, they're in, New York or San Francisco or that kind of thing. But a lot of the stuff that we do applies to local businesses as far as how to optimize your website, how to make sure that you're taking advantage of every customer that's there, how you distinguish yourself. Even if we're not directly working with those companies, those are things that, I think every small business should really be looking at and kind of questioning, especially with the economy and everything like that, where you want to make sure that every cent you spend really counts.
Yeah, I think it's been a trying few years in particular for a lot of people. Yeah. People that have been in business a long time have gone through different things, of course, and they've experienced maybe not this exactly, but different challenges throughout, right? And they know you have to persevere and you have to make adjustments, and good times are good, and lower times you got to tighten up a little bit. That's just part of business. But to have a trusted partner, I think that's what is key, right? They need to be able have a trusted advisor in things that they don't understand. And it sounds like, that's what you're trying to do here.
Yeah, that's the goal. Talking about how we get involved in the community and how welcoming this community has been. We have an open door policy, even though we're remote, for basically, if you're a local business, you can reach out. We'll give you free consultation and audit just on us, just, even if you're not our target audience, on just how to kind of maybe improve some of those things, because you do have to adjust, and it's more confusing than ever, and it's more jargony than ever. I know a ton of the words I just said are generally meaningless to 99% of people. It's nice to help out in those ways. And, what's nice is that if you've got a good business and you've got the underlying foundation there, and you've got a good product or a good service or a good food, that's generally going to hold up, it's just, what do you do around that to make sure that, you operate as well as you can.
I find that's a reason I'm the perfect host for this program, is that I'm a good baseline. If I can understand you, I feel like most people can. So that's kind of why I think they gave me the job here. Travis, so we're talking with Travis Half with Y'all. Again, the website is yall.co. Says Y'all. Did you say Y'all a lot when you used to live in Texas?
Oh, I still do.
You still do?
I still do. So you don't? That's not like a turn of phrase for you?
No, not at all. Not up here.
Okay. Yeah. Very, very common. When we were naming the business, we use the word all the time when referring to groups. But, the idea was, any business is only as successful as how they kind of communicate with their audience and build up that audience. So, you know, you affectionately refer to people as y'all. So as businesses refer to their y'all, that sort of thing. So that's where it came from. It has been confusing in emails and things like that. When I say y'all will do this, y'all will do that. And then the client gets confused because who am I talking about? So, you know, 2020 hindsight there, but it was charming at the time.
I think it's very welcoming and inviting too. So, I mean, that's half the battle right there and working with people. We're talking with Travis Half, owner, founder of Y'all, branding and marketing specialist here. Again, the website, y'all.co. Travis, you mentioned getting involved with local businesses. Now, you became a Dane by Local member. Why was that important to you to seek out that membership of a buy local organization here in Madison?
Yeah, it changes the way I think that you interact with a city. Like, even though the majority of, you know, maybe businesses in Madison aren't in our specific segments, just connecting with other business owners and hearing how they run their businesses and providing, you know, insight when I can and receiving insight is just so important to me. And I was, you know, a part of something similar in Austin, but again, not to speak too ill of Austin, but it has been a different experience here as far as just like really a great collective interest with all the small business owners here and helping each other out. And yeah, it's such an active group, and it's been great being a part of it.
So I find oftentimes too that my experience, so I've been involved with Dane by Local for nearly a decade as a volunteering on committees and now on the board and just kind of experiencing what the group is all about. And what you had talked about, how you experienced Madison and how people were welcoming and all of that, to me, that's Dane by Local in a nutshell. All of the people that I've encountered through that organization, it's really a mindset that they're thinking not even of like-minded, like businesses as competitors, but as people they can collaborate with. So we as local businesses can all lift up and be groups out there and businesses and organizations that can do commerce and can communicate with the public and can all succeed together. And I think it's a pretty remarkable way to look at everything here. And I'm glad you're here. So we have a break to get to, Travis. I'm excited to talk with you a little bit more on the other side about how you can help local businesses a little bit more. And
sounds
also
good.
I want to dive into a little bit more of the details. Let's get a little bit techie and a little bit nerdy here too. Be back in a bit.
Sounds good.
Welcome back to Let's Get Local here on Double Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Also, the Civic Media app, streaming on the website, Facebook stream, all these ways you can catch the show. Travis Half with us now, talking more about y'all branding. And something interesting, Travis, I think, is looking at talking about small businesses, like you mentioned. So a lot on their plate, right? And a lot of them are trying to wear many, many, many hats. What do you think are some of the biggest challenges right now in your expertise related to branding and marketing for small businesses?
Yeah, I think standing out is what ends up being really tricky for a lot of businesses, and not necessarily for the reason you'd think. One thing that we ask all of our clients to do, and it sometimes rubs people the wrong way, and we've had to do this with ourselves too, is, you know, really ask yourself, and the answer can't be because my product's the best or my food's the best or anything like that. You know, why would someone out of my competitors choose me? And it really forces kind of you to put yourself in the perspective of someone who has no idea what you do necessarily. And, you know, generally the end result is that most companies, successful small businesses up to this point, do something really well. And so leaning into that authenticity and really embracing that helps them stand out. So a lot of times I think people try to do a lot to fix something that's rather simple, which is just to lean into what you're already really good at and already unique with.
Yeah. And share your story is kind of the thing that I like to talk to people about too, right? I mean, that's one of the things when I talk to people on the program and we have them on this show is, yes, we'll talk about your business and what you do and what you're about, but the why you do it, the passion behind it is going to be what people remember. So let's talk about that. Travis, why did you start doing this?
Yeah, I started my own agency originally because I didn't, it felt like me that like there's a disconnect between what clients were saying and the agency owners I was working for and what they were getting back. And it seemed like there was this missing connection of there's often something that if you take a slower, more personable approach, like my team is really small, we work on a very few projects at any given time, you can really understand what the client needs and, you know, what can actually make them be successful. Because that's the best feeling. Like, you know, the best feeling in this work is genuinely helping somebody and see their business do well. And especially for small businesses where you get to know the owners and the people who, you know, shop there, it feels tremendous. And so, you know, finding ways where we could really effectively do that, that's why I kind of moved into this space. And it's been really gratifying so far.
That communication, I think, is vital and really important, what you're talking about, and just getting to know and kind of that customer service aspect. I find oftentimes that's a big difference between some of the local owners that I talk to and local nonprofit leaders that I talk to versus maybe some of the big organizations where it's so layered and so many steps away from the top that you just can't replicate. You know, you can't replicate in those big companies. And it's a different experience, we'll just say. And it's an experience I enjoy. So I'm glad you're here, Travis. I'm glad you're talking about that. Speaking of local businesses, hey, are you aware of the Dane by Local Passport program that's taking place right now?
I'm not. Please tell me more.
Okay. So right now, Dane by Local is encouraging people to shop locally through this passport program, which started just on the 1st of November, goes through December 18th. There is a passport, there's printed passports, and there's an online version that you can access through the Dane by Local website. It shows you all these different neighborhoods in Madison, different communities around Dane County where you can shop. Shop owners had said, if you come in, you get a special deal at that shop. And then if you shop locally and you spend at least $10 at any of those locations, or anytime you spend $10 at a specific store in the passport, you send that receipt or a copy of the receipt into Lenica at Dane by Local, and you're entered for a prize drawing. Every week there's prize drawings. So,
that's
Travis,
awesome.
You should shop locally this holiday season, my friend.
Yeah. I will absolutely be doing that. We're already planning out. My wife and I are Willie Street shopping tour with all the local businesses to buy stuff to bring back to Texas.
Fantastic. Yeah. So head to danebylocal.com and it's right on the homepage. The holiday passport program, it's all laid out for you. Very easy directions there. And Lenica does a weekly drawing. And those the prize drawings are also donated by Dane by Local members and other business members. So It's wins across the board, okay? So I'm just encouraging everybody to check that out, danebylocal.com. We're talking with Travis Half here as we wrap up our time. Travis, there are a lot of nonprofits in this area too. Have you reached out into the nonprofit community too?
Yeah, so we worked with the Community Immigration Law Center. That was one of our first clients when we got to Madison. So we helped them out. We, you know, helped them redo their website and kind of just, you know, I think we added more Spanish language to it. The main ones we've worked with, but that's also something that we always like to do. At any given time, we want to be working with one nonprofit or one passion project because it's just, it's a different, you know, it's a completely different experience.
Absolutely. And there are so many of them here that are doing incredible things, from climate to social justice to voting rights, women's rights, housing, where I used to work in that space for 13 years prior to coming here to the station. So it's a lot of important groups doing a lot of important work. Travis, before we let you go, tell people a little bit about how they can connect with you, the easiest ways, and if they're interested in your services, what can they expect?
Yeah. You can, if you shoot me an email at travis@y'all.co, y'all.co, you know, just throw in the subject line, Dane by Local or something along those lines, I'd happily, you know, give you a free audit. Just give you free advice as a local business. It's the kind of thing we want to do and help out. And then, you know, if you sell online, we can talk to you more about those services. But even if you don't, we'd love just to kind of give you a consultation, help out however we can.
That's Travis Half with Y'all, helping you with marketing, branding, website, all of those things that as a business owner, you probably don't have time for to do yourself. So lean on a person like Travis. Lean into him. Travis, thanks for your time. Thanks for being here and being a part of the show today.
Thanks for having me.
That is Travis Half. You can check him out at yall.co. And we'll be back on the other side of the break to learn about what Ian's Pizza is up to in the Mac the Vote initiative. Exciting. Travis is checking out that passport. So should you. DaneByLocal.com. Be back in a few. And we're back here at the big show, Let's Get Local, on WTTN 1580 AM and also 92.7 FM Double Radio here in Madison, Wisconsin. You can catch the show on the Civic Media app as well, or Facebook. So all those ways you can join us here for the program, Saturdays from 11 till noon. Again, Outside the Pizza Box coming up next here on WTTN. We have to thank our sponsors for the program, Evolution Financial, Sue Peck, and Evolution FinPlan. You can check her out there at evolutionfinplan.com. And I just met with Sue earlier this week, one of my favorite people and one of the favorite people I've met through Dane by Local. And then also Gary and Rose Moles with Easy Office Products, EZOP for all of your office needs. You can do work with them. They're fantastic people and great customer service. EZOP.com. Okay, second half of the program. As we move forward, we got an opportunity. I reached out to Ian's Pizza about a month ago, and Zachary over there said, hey, we've got some things coming up related to the election that we want to talk about because we want to inspire people to vote. And pizza is a good motivator. And then I looked at other things Ian's Pizza was doing, and it's pretty remarkable, all of the things happening with Ian's, an iconic pizza place originating here in Madison, but expanding out. And so Sarah Carls from Ian's Pizza joins the program now. Sarah, how are you?
I'm well, thanks.
I know it's not ideal weather today, but that's okay. Sometimes we get days like this, especially in the fall, and it's a good time to listen to radio or talk on the radio. So I'm glad you're here. Ian's Pizza. Tell people about it. If they don't know what Ian's Pizza is, give them the overview.
Yeah, you know, it's fun. Ian's has been around in Madison for over 20 years. We began right down by the Kohl Center down on Francis Street in 2021. But I still meet people in town who have never been to Ian's and, you know, haven't quite heard of us and definitely don't quite know what we're about. We're a pizza by the slice restaurant. We started here in, you know, downtown Madison, the first location, like I said, down near the Kohl Center, and then, you know, growing quickly in years soon after 2001 up to State Street. We're currently at the top of State Street, right outside the Capitol, where we see, you know, a lot of things that, you know, relate back to democracy in action in our city. We are a company that is really interested in developing and creating opportunities for people, right? So while pizza might be our medium, largely we are trying to build a team of entrepreneurs, right? And sort of set up a system for people to go out into the world and sort of start their own pizza kingdoms. So we've seen that here in Madison, where we've got three locations. We have a crew of amazing folks building their empire in Milwaukee, where we have three locations and are also serving out of AmFam Field. And then we've got two locations out in Seattle, Washington, and one in Denver, Colorado, right across from Coors Field. We are incredibly proud of the fact that all of our growth so far has been internal. It's been people who started with us as cooks or delivery drivers, and they caught, you know, sort of the buzz to go and be their own sort of business leaders, right? To run their own local you know, spot in the cities that they've chosen.
What an amazing way to grow. And I mean, I was not keeping up with all of the things. So when I saw you were in Seattle, Washington, at Coors Field, I thought, well, how did these things come about? Those are pretty unique opportunities for now Ian's Pizza, an iconic Madison-based business, to now be in these other states too.
Yeah, it is. One of the things we're, you know, we are really proud about is that internal growth, sort of setting people up for success and sending them out into the world. You know, all of our locations, while we are a connection of restaurants, right, everything's independently owned and operated. And we're really built upon these principles of independence and autonomy that really allows for, you know, our business owners to figure out how to run a great business in their community, featuring you know, different producers, different menu items, you know, digging in and tackling some of the compensation and benefits questions that might look right in their community, right? So, yeah, we have a lot of fun, and we know that there are some big challenges out there, but we try to make it work for our people, you know, through selling a lot of slices.
We're talking with CEO of Ian's Pizza, Sarah Carls, about the company, about its mission, about its values that it lives by and grows by. And you can find out, I mean, it's right on the homepage. You can see everything they're about. And Ian's is really about inclusivity, about fair opportunities. And we'll talk about that here coming up as well as we talk about Mac the Vote and what you're doing there. But Sarah, one thing I think is really interesting, okay, because I grew up in northeastern Wisconsin, still have some good friends that live up there, and they've gotten big into the wrestling circuit, the high school wrestling circuit, okay? So they come down to Madison for the wrestling tournament every year, and every time they come down, they go to Ian's Pizza on State Street.
We see them.
It's a big deal, right? So you're in these locations, you're in this city, originating from this city that has, yes, a presence here, but then when people come to Madison, they're a place they seek you out. They want to go there and experience what Ian's Pizza is.
Yeah, it's totally true. The state wrestling tournament is something that is on our calendars. We are prepped for. We have to relook at our food parts. I mean, we are ready for
those
the
wrestlers,
people that are coming to.
Those wrestlers are hungry, Sarah. I mean,
they are. Yeah. That is not a surprise to me, Jason. I've heard that, seen it with my own eyes. Yeah, you know, I think one of the things that we really try to do is create a space for everybody, right? And Ian's, you know, any Ian's location you step into feels warm and welcoming and fun. And, you know, we like to joke that we throw some of the best after parties, you know, in Wisconsin, right? So there's really a space for anybody and everybody. We definitely see tons of event traffic and folks who are, you know, from outside of Madison or Milwaukee really finding us as a destination when they're in the city, whether it's for the state wrestling tournament or football games or, you know, graduation celebrations. So, yeah.
I love it. And pizza's a good medium for that. Now, I don't know if this was ever a slogan or tagline, you know, we'll put anything on a slice of pizza, but tell people about all of the types of pizza. I mean, you don't have to name them all, but pretty much you guys are very creative in your pizza creations that you offer customers.
We are. Jason, I could not name them all. There are so many. What I will do is tell you about sort of the cult favorite that is coming up here that people seek us out for every Thanksgiving, and that's our Thanksgiving slice. This is everything you love about Thanksgiving on a slice of pizza, and it's amazing. It works, right? It might sound wild and crazy, but it's actually incredibly comforting and savory and delicious. And we have folks calling us up, you know, all month of December, really looking for it. That's going to be happening sort of the weeks leading up to Thanksgiving. The other thing we're really excited about this year is a complement to that classic cult favorite Thanksgiving slice is going to be our Friendsgiving slice, which is our vegetarian take on that. And we've partnered with a local oyster mushroom producer. Let me get this right. Micro. Andrew over at that sort of small startup, we've, you know, purchased some like 300 pounds of oyster mushrooms to create this complimentary cult favorite slice to partner with our Thanksgiving slice. We'll be featuring the Friendsgiving slice.
Wow. That, again, creativity for sure. Can you tell us what's on the Thanksgiving slice? Is that, can you reveal?
Yeah. It is not top secret.
How does the crust support it all? I mean, that's the other question to me.
It's a heavy slice, I'll be honest with you, right? Just like that Thanksgiving plate. It's got, starts with a mushroom, a creamy mushroom base. And then we've got sliced turkey, green beans, French onions, of course, a little bit of cranberry sauce on top. And then some homemade stuffing that sort of tops it all off. So like I said, it's everything you expect to see at Thanksgiving on a slice.
Sounds magical. We're talking with CEO Sarah Carls of Ian's Pizza here as you're listening to Let's Get Local on WTTN 1580 AM and 92.7 FM. Thanks for listening in and tuning in each and every week. Sarah, you mentioned early on kind of about the locations again. One location that I think I'm really excited about, and I haven't visited there yet. My apologies to you on that, but I really love the fact that you guys moved into Garver Feed Mill. Tell us about that opportunity, that unique space, and the opportunity to serve people in that area of Madison.
Yeah, so Ian's... you know, for many, many years, our target was really urban, downtown, sort of bar-y areas where there was a lot of foot traffic and a lot of action happening. But as our customer base, right, many university students have grown older, we've recognized that they're looking for us in their current neighborhoods, right? So, you know, looking to see how we can sort of expand. The Garver Feed Mill opportunity was really a special one. It is clearly a site on the east side of Madison that has a tremendous amount of, you know, history and impact in the community. And so when, you know, we realized that there was this opportunity for redevelopment in that space, we sort of saw it as this really great opportunity to take, you know, our iconic sort of institutional Madison brand and stick ourselves in the middle of this wonderful project that was going to bring, you know, this sort of dormant corridor back to life. And it's been amazing. It's such a great space. You've got to make a trip over.
It's on my list, definitely, here in the next few weeks to make sure I get over there. There's other wonderful Dame by Local business members in there, too, that I want to say hello to. I don't know if you checked out Kosha Spa yet, but I talked with them here a few months ago, and it was fantastic to learn all about Kosha Spa there, too.
Yeah, I actually got my first tour of the space just this last week, it's magical. I mean, it's really an absolute destination.
Yeah, I love that revitalization of Garver Feed Mill, and it's great to have a place like Ian's there to help anchor it. So I appreciate you guys moving into that space and helping it bring it back to life, so to speak, because it is a wonderful, wonderful piece of Madison and Madison's history. What about the Milwaukee locations? Like, how has that kind of evolved and grown, and what kind of customer base are you serving in Milwaukee?
So our story in Milwaukee and our growth there really models what we've seen in Madison. So our first, you know, restaurant in Milwaukee was set up by someone who was an early delivery driver at our very first location down on Francis Street. He is a true entrepreneur at heart and, you know, decided that he wanted to help build this brand and sort of go out on his own and do his thing. So he helped us really get started in Milwaukee with our first two stores. And now we've got somebody else at the helm there who has taken over. We've got stores on North Avenue and then downtown on near Water Street. And then most recently, we've opened up a store in Wauwatosa near AmFam Field. And this last year, we had our first year serving in AmFam Field, where we're bringing everything in, all of our equipment, all of our food, and we're making slices for every Brewer game.
So how does one get connected to big sporting outfits like that to be able to serve your products and offer your products there? How does that happen?
You know, it's tough. I'll be honest. We we've had some opportunities over the years that, you know, weren't quite the right fit. I think for us, it's been engaging locally, right? Creating a solid brand and really trying to be a presence in the community that has really, it's brought them to us in some ways, right? By really establishing ourselves as a community player, it's opened the doors to some of these unique opportunities.
Yeah, I love it. Again, we're talking with Sarah Carls here of Ian's Pizza, learning more about that. We will talk about Mac the Vote when we come back from the other side of the break. But really kind of learning the story. Sarah, when you look at another big thing, right, that I want to just emphasize that Ian's does, we talked about all the creativity, but a lot of people, you know, are looking for those vegetarian options, those vegan options, those gluten-free options. And you found a way to include that with your business too. Why was that important?
Ian's is for everybody, Jason, right? We really want to make sure that every member of your family, from, you know, grandma to, you know, your three-year-old, can come through our store and really find something that excites them. You know, we've got pizza, but we also have these amazingly fresh, super creative salads. They're one of my favorite things to indulge in because I'll be honest, I eat a lot of pizza, right? Sometimes you gotta change it up. But you know, really the goal here with all of our menu offerings is to create an inclusive space where everybody can feel comfortable and really taken care of when they enter our doors.
The People's Pizza, Ian's Pizza. Mm-hmm. We're gonna talk more with Sarah Carls here on the other side of the break. Remind you to vote. Ian's has incentive for you to vote. We'll talk about Mac the Vote on the other side. Be back in just a bit.
We go together, better than birds of a feather, you and me.
Back here on Let's Get Local, talking with Sarah Carls of Ian's Pizza, who have found many things that go together very well in creating so many wonderful adventures and experiences for pizza eaters in Madison and now in Milwaukee and in Washington and the state of Colorado. Fantastic talking with you today, Sarah, and learning about how Ian's has grown and what you're all about. I also really appreciate the fact that Ian's has been so connected to the community with everything you're doing. And right now, just like we're doing as a station here and across our civic media network, we are encouraging people to vote. Tell us about what Ian's is doing to encourage people to use their right to vote.
Well, I guess I'll start by saying, I'm not sure we, you know, had grand plans to sort of be an advocate for voting and, you know, this wonderful practice of democracy. When we moved, you know, to our State Street, first State Street location in 2005, I think we underestimated what our presence on that part of the street and sort of in that part of the city would really mean to us as an organization, right? We see some awesome things happening right outside our doors. And so we want to celebrate this opportunity that we all have to participate in democracy and have our voices be heard and counted. We've created this celebration called Mac the Vote. This is the third year that we're really doing it, and it's bigger and better than ever. We are actually closing our stores for the bulk of the day in order to give our staff and customers an opportunity to vote, get out, and then sort of enjoy pizza or the rest of the day, right? But trying to put a priority on making time to exercise that right. The motto has really become internally, let's vote first and then pizza, right? We'll have the fun afterwards. So we are going to be offering free slices of Mac at all of our mac and cheese pizza. I should clarify at all of our Madison locations, hopefully as an incentive, right? To say, hey, come enjoy a bit of a reward, you know, a figurative high five for sort of participating in democracy and really exercising that right on the day.
So you mentioned being closed for part of the day. When are the locations opening up? When can people come in for those free Mac pieces if they're interested?
Yeah. So at our Francis Street and State Street locations, the stores will be opening at 5 p.m. And this free slice of Mac is for anybody that comes through the line in the store, right? So this is an in-store promotion for sure. But then over at Garver Feed Mill, they've actually organized a bigger party, right? We've got different space there and sort of different opportunity to celebrate in some bigger ways. So in addition to that free slice of mac and cheese pizza, they've really created this family-friendly party at the feed mill. There's going to be face painting, balloon artists from 5 to 8 p.m. And they'll also be welcoming a local magician named Michael Teague to sort of be performing tricks and creating some fun for families that evening from 5 to 8.
Fantastic. Okay, well, that sounds like a lot of fun. What is required, Sarah, to get your free slice of Mac? Do you need a sticker? Do you got what do you got to show?
You don't. Nothing's required. This is an honor system, right? Sort of campaign. So nobody's going to check your sticker. Nobody's going to ask for proof of anything. That's not fair or appropriate. You know, when we think about folks sort of really using their opportunity to vote. So we're not going to be critiquing or doing any significant checks, but we hope that it's a bit of an honor system sort of situation where folks come in and they've happily voted, and so they're down to come celebrate with us.
That's fantastic. I just thought I'd ask. I didn't know if you had to wear your vote sticker or not. Some people love to wear them. Some people don't. And either way, we encourage everyone to participate in the process. If you haven't done early voting, Tuesday is election day. Participate that day. And Ian's Pizza celebrating just the opportunity to participate in elections on Tuesday, which is fantastic, at all their Madison locations. Now you're bumping up my list here, visiting the Garver Feed Mill location on my list, Sarah, by everything you're saying there. That space is so fun. Like, how are you, how has that opened up? Tell us a little bit more how that's really kind of opened up more opportunities for Ian's Pizza to do more engagement with customers and other businesses.
Yeah. I mean, what's been so wonderful about the feed mill is that there is a collection of folks really looking to build, events and a community space over on that east side part of town. There is a sort of a complimentary business in that space called Garver Events, and they are really in charge of bringing in some of the musical acts that have been over there and sort of other events, whether it's, winter farmers markets or some craft fairs or music concerts. In partnership with them, we've really been able to sort of work together to create a space that is a destination for many reasons for folks that are in that area.
We are wrapping up our time with Sarah Carl, CEO of Ian's Pizza, joining us today on Let's Get Local. Sarah, if people want to support Ian's or they want to support other local businesses and organizations, because a lot of your ingredients are sourced locally. You guys put an emphasis on that. We appreciate that. So in purchasing from Ian's, they're supporting other local businesses, which is great. What are all the ways that they can connect with your restaurants here in the Madison area?
We've got our three stores that we've sort of talked about. We also get out in the community and we serve pizza and try to support different events for different nonprofits in the area, right? So if you want to connect with our business, you can go online and submit a request form. We love supporting folks who are doing good in Madison, and that can look like pizza donations, that can look like gift cards for auctions. We are really interested in trying to be a force within the community, and we know that there are so many people in the community doing great things. When they come to us, we want to look for those partnerships to help push out that good.
Sarah Carls of Ian's Pizza joining us today on the program. Sarah, thanks so much for your time. Thanks for telling us about Ian's Pizza, Mac the Vote on Tuesday, and everything you're doing here in Madison, Milwaukee, Washington, Colorado, and a couple of baseball fields. I love it.
Thanks, Jason.
That's the show for today. A quick reminder to everyone, the Dane by Local Passport Program started November 1st, goes through December 18th. Again, shop at any of those local businesses. You have the opportunity to, with a $10 purchase, submit a receipt or a copy of your receipt, not your original receipt, but a copy of your receipt. Follow the directions right on the Dane by Local website, and you are entered into prize drawings, weekly prize winners throughout that time frame of December 18th. First prize drawing coming up next week. So if you do some holiday shopping this weekend, you can submit a receipt, get it in. Lenica will take care of you. DaneByLocal.com. Thanks again to Travis with y'all, Sarah with Ian's Pizza, and thanks to you for listening. EvolutionFinPlan.com, EZOP.com. Outside the Pizza Box up next. Catch you next week. So the people can relate. If you're rolling to your left, don't forget I'm on the road.